We're joined this morning by McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz before week number three of the season. Week one, a win over Bethany, 30-13 at home. Week two, though, last week, a 54-31 loss at Avila. The second quarter appeared to be the difference last week against Avila. They scored four touchdowns. What was the difference in that second quarter for you guys defensively?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it was totally defensively. I mean, if you look at it, I think we went three and out, four straight drives. We got the ball offensively with five and some change to go in the quarter. We were just trying to get out of the quarter. And if we got points out of it, great. And we really weren't able to stay on the field. Our guys on defense, it's a different mindset on defense than it is on offense in a lot of different ways. And you know, when your defense gets a three and out, your offense gets energized. When your offense goes three and out, it really takes a lot of out of your defense. I mean, they haven't even had a chance to make an adjustment. And if you think about it, if you're going as quick as the game is supposed to be being played now, even though our games seem longer in terms of time, a three and out on offense gives a guy on defense a chance to get a glass of water, maybe talk to a coach and head back out. And that's where it's really tough. And then that team is also energized and they're coming out, you know. And so our inability to stay on the field was really a big part of what happened in the second quarter, especially towards the end. But they came up with some big plays and you know, we did as well, but just not enough. So that's kind of where it was at.
Some people might look at the final score and see that it was a 23-point loss and think, well, that game wasn't close. But you guys had it to within 10 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But then Avila scored twice to seal the win. It seemed to be one of the focal points with you guys last year in finishing games. And I thought you did that really well in week one. Is that something that you guys have talked about this week? Is finishing games strong?
Not really. I mean, I don't think you can't fast forward to the end. I mean, we have goals that we have. We have offensive goals and defensive goals, and we look at each half the same way, and we have to play the same way. I mean, you can't change the way you do things in the fourth because all of a sudden you become a team of desperation. But after that, you just kind of continue to stay with the game plan.
278 yards through the air, but only 87 on the ground with 32 carries. I really thought the ground game looked good against Bethany. 190 you pumped out. What have you guys talked about with the running game, too, of commanding? Because I know that's something that you like to be able to have. You love the passing game, but you want to be able to control the ground game as well.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing that's really been hurting us offensively is that we don't – you go back to that your first question. I mean, our inability to run the football, to get out of the second quarter. And again, not that we weren't trying to score, but to just flip the field and move the field and do those things when we absolutely have to, and everybody in the place knows we're doing it, we haven't gotten to that point yet. And a lot of people and a lot of people that listen, if they don't come to high school or college games, they watch games on TV, and you can see when Ohio State has to run the football and they're still able to run the football, when, you know, whatever, whoever it might be, and we need to kind of get to that mindset and that point. So in those situations, we know, hey, we're going with three run plays and we need 10 yards. It's really that simple, and we're just not there yet.
We're talking with McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz on our pregame show. What are some of the positives that you guys have taken away as a staff from week two to week three? Because I know you had a ton of them to build off of in week one. Mm-hmm. You're 1-1 through two games, but what things are you trying to build off of and continue to get momentum with?
We kind of start over every week, you know, and so because I think if you look just at the positive things we did against Bethany and then you say, okay, let's just build off of the, I mean, we got to put a game plan together to each one of these teams is totally different. I think we need to get back to, I guess would be a better way to put it, tackling extremely well, running the football, you know, doing those types of things on the defensive end. And then, you know, I think offensively, like I said, I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. We're living and dying by the big play, you know, and so we're not on the field very long. You know, if you look at last week's stats, you know, they ran 80 plays and had 700 yards. We ran 80 plays and had 400 yards. You're going to lose. And that's, those are the things that we're, you know, really kind of trying to focus in on. And we've had a pretty productive week this far. And, you know, we'll continue to keep pushing and continue trying to get better.
Tonight is the Blake Reed game, and the scholarship award winner will be honored and announced. I wanted you to talk about the importance of this game for your program. I know that Dominic DeLuca was the scholarship winner last year. Joey Hale is going to be recognized this year. I wanted to hear your perspective about this game and what it means to you guys.
Well, you know, as the program continues to move forward, there's fewer and fewer people that are part of our program that knew Blake. And so we try to educate our players. To me, honestly, in my 4 years here, Blake embodies what McPherson is all about, period, the entire community. The high school, the college. On Friday, Travis Sears, who worked with Blake, came over and educated a lot of our players because they don't know, you know. What I do know, or my biggest takeaway in the stories that I hear about Blake, is that always had a smile on his face. Never, you know, I've seen pictures and stories when they used to practice at 6 o'clock in the morning and it was snowing like crazy and he was out there. And as a player, you can't go, I don't want to be out here. I'm tired. It's too early in the morning when you have a young man that is smiling and doing the things that he's supposed to be doing because he loves it. And he loves McPherson. He loves McPherson High School. He loves McPherson College. And the Reed family has been a huge part of you know, what our program has been. When I first got hired, Doug Quint was the athletic director at that particular point, and I had about a 9-hour drive home, and I said, give me, I don't know, 8 to 10 names of guys that I need to call, alums, past coaches, whatever it might be, just to introduce myself. And the first one he gave me was Ronnie Reed. And I kind of asked him, and he goes, you'll figure it out. And Ronnie, we talked for 45 minutes. And I had never met him a day in my life. And it took me another 3 weeks to before I even met him. And just listening to Ronnie talk and the relationship that our family, our personal family, our football family has with Ronnie and Terry and their family, it's a big deal. It's way bigger than football. And if we can teach our kids to battle through adversity in that type of form, then we've done a good job. And I think a lot of kids today think adversity is, I'm tired and I don't want to go to class. No, you're not close, you know. And so if we can teach that and continue to teach that, I think we're going to be successful.
7 o'clock tonight against Southwestern. The Mound Builders are 2-1, and of course this game will be available on ESPN3. Southwestern has kind of had three games that are all very different. Mm-hmm. A 76-14 win over Graceland, a slugfest having to fight it out to the end, 28-21 against Friends, and then lost 43-20 against Sterling in week 3. What all do you know about Southwestern?
They're a very good football team. Actually, they had Southwestern on the ropes, had a pretty good size lead, and some things kind of fell apart at the end. They could easily be 3-0. Very physical up front in both the offensive and defensive line. They want to run right at you, and Coach Griffin's done a good job. You know, each time we've played them, we've had a different game plan. And we've had to adjust to of some things that he has, and in terms of different wrinkles as we do for them. And so I expect an extremely physical football game, and you know, hopefully we'll do what we need to do to get a win.
McPherson College football coach Paul Merkowitz, thanks and best of luck.
Thank you.